recently, we have had so many disasters to focus on. And this past week, another major earthquake in Mexico, 7.1, causing a lot of destruction. People lost their lives. Buildings crumbled. People are trapped. They're without their homes. They're without supplies. So many people here are worried about family, friends, and want to help out and want to reach out. And we are joined by the Red Cross Los Angeles region. And here with us is John Myers. He's the regional communications director. He's been working very, very hard between everything that's happened. Oh my goodness. But Los Angeles is coming together to help you, to help Mexico, to pitch in, right?
Hi, Tina. Yes, they certainly have.
Yeah.
The generosity of the public here in Los Angeles has just been overwhelming.
You are even doing training classes, you said, for people who want to become volunteers, who want to be deployed to areas to help people.
Right. Right now, the demand for volunteers is just incredible. I mean, we have thousands of volunteers between Texas and Florida and some of the other affected states from Hurricane Irma. So we're spread very thin. So, you know, we're in need of volunteers. We put the call out here in Los Angeles and people responded. We have hundreds of people that have come out and are attending what we're calling pre-deployment training. Mm-hmm. And it really is just some classes that kind of teach the Red Cross way, our services, how to work in shelters. And then we can even define that even further. We have classes after they go through that, that specialize in logistics and food handling, how to set up shelters, everything you could think of that Red Cross does, we're providing training for so that we can get volunteers ready to deploy and go out and head out to these disaster areas.
Right. So if you want to actually be a volunteer and to go to some of these areas and help people, we have Irma, Maria, Hurricane Harvey. If you want to be deployed, you can go through this training class, right?
Correct. We have yet to start deploying for Mexico. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with Mexico. They work a little separately than we do the Mexico Red Cross, but we definitely are in need of volunteers. And even for those that can't go out, they don't have the time to go out to Florida or Texas, they can come in, do the training here just to help out and relieve those that are going out to those affected areas. You know, they can kind of backfill some of the needs that we have right here in Los Angeles.
Right. So as people are deployed, you can have people fill in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about Red Cross, over 90% of the efforts that Red Cross does is done by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start sending out, you know, hundreds out to these affected areas, that certainly creates a vacuum here in Los Angeles. So even those that don't want to be or can't go out to the affected areas, they can certainly help right here at home.
Mm-hmm, because you don't want to be short of people.
Exactly.
While all of this is going on.
Exactly.
And there are a few other ways that people can help directly. If they want to help people in Mexico, you have set up or are setting up a fund.
Yeah, you know, what happened in Mexico is just tragic, and our hearts go out for the people of Mexico that are going through this. The death toll keeps continuing to rise, and that's just horrible to see.
Yeah.
So here in Los Angeles, it affects us personally.
Yeah.
We have so many families that have other family members, there are friends in Mexico that are directly affected. So we took it upon ourselves to start a fund here with Red Cross for Mexico earthquake disaster relief. So people can go to preparesocal.org, and there's a banner there where they can click and donate for the Mexico earthquake relief efforts.
So it's preparesocal.org, and you can donate directly to the relief efforts in Mexico. And then here in the U.S., there are still people who are going through the aftermath of Harvey.
Right.
And also there's Hurricane Irma, that storm that has come in, and Maria.
And we're starting to lose count, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot.
What's happening? And you've seen so much about the Red Cross because you really are everywhere. You have chapters all over the world and are helping people so much. And after things happen, you help people with temporary housing and shelter and things that they need.
Exactly.
Afterwards, right?
Yeah, there are so many efforts going on by the Red Cross, and it's just unbelievable when you see the amount of work and effort that's going on. So primarily, you know, we get there ahead of both Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, and we had boots on the ground even before the last hurricane hit as well. Maria hit Puerto Rico. We have people there on the ground. And the idea is to start preparing for that hurricane coming. So we already put in efforts to get shelters ready. And once the hurricane hit, Our primary job is to shelter and provide comfort and care for those affected.
Right.
As the hurricane passes through and we start working with families to get them back into the homes if they're able to, for those that can't, we start working with to find other needs, other homes or wherever else we can place them. The one thing to remember about these hurricanes and really any kind of big disaster is that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be there for the long run. And, you know, these funds that the public has been so generous in donating go to that long-term care for all these victims, to help even provide financial assistance down the road to get them back on their feet again.
Many people have lost everything. Many people don't have some of just the basic things that you need to get through the day. And you serve 88 cities right here in the
Los Angeles area.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so there are always ways to help throughout the year if you want to help the Red Cross volunteer, learn from the Red Cross because you have training, right? For CPR and...
Yeah, there's all sorts of services that the Red Cross provides. And obviously, we're always looking for volunteers who want to come out and help. We're always looking for those who want to give financially. Donations go a long way, even when we're not dealing with major hurricanes or a major earthquake that might strike. We have daily disasters, primarily home fires that happen almost once a day here in Los Angeles area. So donations go to do really a lot of the same thing where we provide shelter, comfort, and care on a daily basis. So we're always looking for volunteers and training them to work, you know, whether it's abroad, whether it's domestically or right here at home as well.
Mm-hmm.
Classes, as you mentioned, CPR, first aid classes. And then, of course, we have blood services. You know, we're always looking for blood donors as well to give because those, you know, they're always in need.
Right. Anytime you want to do that is
what a
wonderful.
Great way to give.
Yes. Yes, so helping people who are impacted, preparing even before, and then you're in there for the long haul, for
right.
the duration.
You know, I was just going to add on to that because it is a long haul, but you know, the money that goes into these communities stays in these communities. When we donate to, let's say it's Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey, or Mexico, the funds, if they're designated for that, stay there. And, you know, it goes to help those victims, but it also helps the communities. We stay in those communities to help them prepare so that if another hurricane comes mm-hmm. or earthquake happens, they'd be better prepared, just like we're doing here in Los Angeles as well. I mean, every
right.
day we're working with communities to better prepare them so that we can have resilient communities here that can work together. Because let's face it, if a major earthquake hit here in Los Angeles, it could be, and we're seeing this right now in those affected areas from hurricanes and Mexico earthquake, it can be several days before you'll see emergency services arrive.
Yeah.
You know, imagine 10 million people here in Los Angeles all dialing 911 at the same time. It's going to be a while. So
yeah.
we're helping people prepare. How are you going to be able to take care of you and your family and your community when emergency services aren't going to be there? So that's where a lot of this preparation comes in.
Neighborhood preparedness. This is really emergency disaster preparedness for everyone. The Red Cross can help you get prepared for something like an earthquake, you know, natural disaster that may happen here.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
We love all of the beauty here and it's wonderful, but we know that fires happen, earthquakes happen. And like you said, on a daily basis, you're helping people who
with
go through a home fire, right? And so preparing with smoke detectors, that is also something you can learn from the Red Cross about.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you haven't had a day off in a month.
It's been a while, yes. It seems that every time, you know, we think we have the opportunity, something has happened. So
yeah.
It's just been a busy, busy time of year right now for us.
All of this happening at once. Do you travel out of the area yourself or you're busy enough here?
You know what? I almost said I'm fortunate, but I don't know if it's fortunate or not to have not been deployed. Because a lot of my colleagues are there in Florida, in Texas, in Puerto Rico, or the U.S. Virgin Islands mm-hmm. right now. And I kind of stayed behind to watch the shop here at home,
right.
So to speak, because we have that potential of wildfires coming up. You know, right now we're coming into a very dry season with the Santa Ana winds coming up. So we're always monitoring that as well.
And you have so much information, helpful information, educational information on your website. So people can go to...
Correct. You can go to redcross.org,
yeah.
which is a great source for information, or our preparedness website, which is preparesocal.org.
And that is where you can go if you would like to help the fund for Mexico. Go to preparesocal.org.
Exactly. If you go to preparesocal.org, there's a banner there that will link you to how you can donate funds for the Mexico earthquake disaster relief.
You have something called Irv, the nickname for Irv, which Irv goes out. Irv is the emergency response.
I can't believe you're bringing that up. It's our emergency response vehicle, ERV.
Emergency response vehicle.
Yes.
It's called, nicknamed Irv.
We call it affectionately the Irv. Mm-hmm. And we have many of them here in Los Angeles. And this is a great point of interest is when we have disasters that take place in Texas and in Florida, like they have, you know, they have their own IRVs, emergency. Mm-hmm. I'm trained not to say the word IRV, but they have their own IRVs there, but never enough in a big disaster like this. So we actually deployed six of our own vehicles out to Florida. And they're doing great work in Florida for us right now, making L.A. proud because
they have
the big L.A. symbol on the side of it.
Right.
So they're making us proud. But the IRVs really, you know, the emergency response vehicle's primary job is to deliver comfort and care out to the communities. So when it's safe to go out into those communities after the water recedes, these IRVs can go out there and deliver hot food and water and snacks to people who need it. And then once we get through that initial feeding, those same IRVs can go back out and provide things like cleanup kits, where we hand out buckets filled with maybe bleach and gloves and sponges. We have shovels and brooms, everything people need to clean up their house and get functioning again.
Yeah. Those are just basic things you need to get going
again. And don't worry,
we
sent six of them out, but we still have plenty here in Los Angeles if anything should happen.
We have the IRVs here also. You guys are really there going into the disaster area to help. And so whatever we can do to help you.
You know, right now, the best thing people can do are financial donations, contributions, because that allows Red Cross to put those funds where they're needed most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's restocking those emergency response vehicles with food and water or the cleanup kits, or helping logistically get volunteers to where they're needed most, whether it's in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, wherever these disasters are occurring. We really appreciate all the work that the volunteers are doing on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate their dedication and yours. The Red Cross, the American Red Cross, the Los Angeles region, and John Myers, you're the communications guy.
Yes, I'm the communications guy. So, you know, I'm just trying to educate and spread the word.
You'll be hearing from John again. And one more time where the website is.
The best place to get a lot of preparedness information is PrepareSocal, all one word, preparesocal.org.
Mm-hmm.
And for other information about Red Cross, if you want to volunteer or just looking for general information on Red Cross, redcross.org.
And there will be a fund for Mexico to help Mexico at preparesocal.org.
Correct.
Thank you, John.
Oh, thank you, Tina.